So it happens every morning. You get up, you have to get dressed, I would imagine. You have to sleep in your clothes. And the question is, where do you get dressed? I'm not going to make everyone raise their hand to want it, if someone wants to admit they do or don't get dressed under the covers. Problem is that Shulchan Aruch says, well, Yobash, we did this a little bit last week, but now it comes into clearer focus. Well, Yobash Chaluko Miyushev, you're not supposed to put on your clothes while you're sitting up. And when Yika Chaluko, you take your clothes, V'yachnis Bo Bizroso, Bo Danu Shochev, V'nimse Kishyakum Shumachusa. Mishnah Berurah explains more, but you're supposed to get dressed under the covers. Bring your clothes, get dressed under the covers. That's why it's completely tznius. You don't show anything. And that's the way it's supposed to be done. Zoyzak the Shulchan Aruch. Again, it's based on this concept that a person has to be dressed properly. Mishnah Berurah explains very clearly the reason for this. He says that you have to get dressed under the sadin. Why? He says, sorry. He says, but there's a heter, he says. Bebeis ha-merchatz. If you're in a merchatz, okay. Shedarkon shel bnei adam. It's the normal way of people, leilech sham arumim. The normal way that people go to a bathhouse is naked. And v'efshir b'inyin acher, and there's no other way, because how are you supposed to take a shower with clothes on? Impossible. So therefore, ein b'zeh mishum pritzis. So the only leniency of having to get dressed under the covers is and be tznius at all times is if you're in a bathhouse. So is there anything you could extrapolate from that to our modern-day bathrooms and perhaps allow us to get dressed in a bathroom? So let me read to you one line of a tshuva to V'oz Nivru, a question from Paris. Because Paris is the trendsetter of fashion. You know, you said Meir Sharon maybe, but I don't know. Paris says they're pretty up there. So in Paris, 1976, they asked the V'oz Nivru. He says, I have a bothersome question which has always been on my mind. Many times with slavish uspashit b'cheder ambatya. I want to get dressed in the bathroom. V'al smach on the svara that shepa'amim misrachsim sham. You take a shower in the bathroom. You're naked. So why in the morning if it's your night shower person? I'm not going to ask you if you're a night shower person or a morning shower person or both. Yeah. I'll admit I'm a night shower person. Yeah. So if that's because in the morning when you get up, once you get up, I'm not showering. I'm not going straight to put your clothes on. So if that's the situation, so if you're going to shower there naked at some point later in the day, now can you be naked to get dressed at this point? This is the question that he says. Is yesh ha'im yesh heter? Is this a makom heter to say that since it's a place where you get naked, even though now you're not getting naked to get washed, can you get naked to get dressed? This is the question they asked Oz Nidru. And he says, in Yonei Tznius, he says, is no one going to base kisei? We know that there are rules when you go to the bathroom. You shouldn't uncover yourself completely. You're supposed to go to the bathroom the minimal amount. So you can't tell me everything is suspended in a bathroom. So what's the heter, he says? He says, well, maybe you're going to tell me it's a makom tzorich. It's a necessity. Why? Because I'm in a rush or something. And he says maybe that's a heter. So he says, Vinira, kevan shamako miyuchad lakach. Since a bathroom is designated to take showers, ain't sarach ledaktik, you don't have to be so careful. V'yocho lahach lefa begodim atachtonim, you can get undressed there completely. Mibli lechasus et zatzmo, afilu even if, k'she'eno olam in arachtza. So since a bathroom is a place where you fundamentally all take showers, even if you're not taking a shower, you can get undressed. Which basically just kills the entire halacha. You're with me? That if in a bathroom you take showers, now you basically could suspend the whole concept of getting dressed under the covers, just go to a bathroom. Now Rav Moshe, in a very similar time, this is 1973, we're talking about, so again, it's a few years off, even earlier than the Oz Nidru, but Rav Moshe has a very cryptic truth. It's a little bit hard to read as Rav Moshe sometimes is, and he talks about this halacha. He says, what about in the morning you're in a rush? Everyone knows you're always in a rush getting to davening, right? You're going to be extra, how much extra time is it going to take to get dressed under the covers? I got to imagine a minute or two or three at least, yeah? As opposed to getting normally undressed and dressed in a bathroom. So says Rav Moshe, can you rely on the fact that it's a necessity to allow you to get changed and unchanged in a bathroom? He then says, first let me read you his head, and then I'll go back to tell you what he says, because I don't understand one line. Maybe someone here can help me out. He says like this. He says, first of all, he says, there's no concept of tznius at all in a bathroom. Why? He says, to Hashem, he says at least. Because if a Talmud Chacham is in a bathroom, do you need to stand up for a Talmud Chacham in a bathroom? No. Why? Don't you always have to stand up to the Talmud Chacham in a bathroom? So if you're in a bathhouse, do you have to stand up to the Talmud Chacham? Walks by the mikveh, you have to stand up? No. You know why? Because there's no concept of kavod in a Beis Knesset. So he says, even to Hashem, there's no kavod.
But if you are in a mikveh,
yeah,
and there's you're wrong, but you're ready.
Don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to stand up.
You shouldn't go in there.
Okay, fine. Okay, stop. Okay, let's say someone walks by. Okay, I hear you think you should be in there. Okay, so let's say the Talmud Chacham b'merchet. It's not your Rebbe. He's there. He walks by. Are you supposed to stand up for him? Answer is no. Because there's no covenant based Knesset. I, says Rav Moshe, say, how come you have to go to the bathroom in a tznius way? He says, because there, if you could try to minimize it, there is a concept of tznius for atzmo. You should act in a tznius way. So if you go to the bathroom, you don't have to completely undress. But if you need to get undressed to get dressed, you need to put your clothes on in the morning. So that's not like being lax with tznius for yourself. That's just practically putting on your clothes in the morning. So says Rav Moshe, it would be fine to get undressed and dressed completely in a bathroom. Now, earlier in the tshuva, he says one line, I got to read you this one line if someone could explain it to me. He says, what about people who sleep in pajamas? He says, Eitza tova, I don't understand this line. Lifshot begada v'luvosha pajamas b'ha bedroom. Says you can get undressed and even dressed even in a bedroom. Why? Here's the line I don't understand. In America, the bedrooms are in, you know, our houses. Okay. Here's the line I don't understand. It's a place, your bedroom is a place where you stay naked. For rechitza. Behavana. What's a Havana?
Havana
is Cuba. That's what
you're
saying. What's a Havana? A bathtub. Ah, that's see, I needed someone to explain. So I guess, but I don't know why is there a bathtub in your bedroom? But why is there a bathtub in your bedroom? I don't know what he's talking about. It's either a printing typo.
No, there's
the bathroom was maybe not in our house. The bathroom and the bedroom was all in the house.
All in the house. Aha. Uh-huh. You think that's as far? See, if that's the case, the motion is even being made.
Yeah,
running water? I don't know.
No.
In 1973, he's not talking about like, so it's a, if you have a bathtub in a bedroom,
in a room that had a
so that no, that makes more sense. If you're telling me the bathtub is in a bedroom, then he's saying that it's a room. Your bedroom then becomes the same status as a bathroom, since people are fundamentally naked there to wash. So then you can get dressed there whether you're washing or not. But if you're
nobody has a bathtub.
Correct, that's, I don't know, I'm missing something. I'm missing. I'm throwing it at you. Rav Moshe definitely allows you to get dressed, undressed in a bathroom. Does he extend it to a bedroom? That's how you read that line. I don't understand. Comes on Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, one of these Tshuva Sefers that people like threw shy with Rav Chaim, and he gave like one line answers, yeah? So in the Sefer Das Note. But this one seems to be, it's authored a little bit by Rav Chaim's son. It's a little bit more legit than sometimes you see these Svarim like throw questions, like 1,000 questions to Rav Chaim and get one word answers. But this one says, they asked Rav Chaim, are you allowed to get undressed and dressed in a bathroom nowadays? And Rav Chaim seemed to say, if I understand it correctly, that if you're otherwise not entering the bathroom, in other words, to wash yourself, then it doesn't help. The footnote of this sefer, which I think is Rav Chaim Kanievsky's son, understands this in a lenient manner. It sounds like Rav Chaim was saying it was strict. The footnote says, well, what that means is that it's all about letzorach. If you need to go to do something, everything is permitted even in your bedroom. So if you need to get undressed and dressed in the morning, so now you can even get undressed in your bedrooms. I have no idea how to read this Reb Chaim either. But it comes out, it sounds like from this Reb Chaim, according to the footnote, that if you want to get undressed and dressed in your bedroom, and that's what you need to do, you're allowed to do it. Maybe in the morning and at night, since you're already in your covers, then maybe you should try to be more tznius. But in the middle of the day, you need to change outfits. See, at 3 hours, you change your outfits. Right? You're very cool. So in the middle of the day, then you can just go to your bedroom and just strip and get changed. Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. I'm not sure. That's a good question. Maybe Mustama.
What does it mean to dress and undress completely?
We're talking about things, clothes which you otherwise would be.
But the underwear you wear at night. You put
to put on
after the shower.
Correct.
And then you keep that on in the morning.
Correct, but still, you wouldn't walk around in underwear. So therefore, to put on a shirt or to put on stuff above that still has to be done in open sneaks.
You don't walk around in underwear in camp. there's 10 boys in the bunk.
Yeah. I hear you. I hear you. Maybe it's different. I hear you. Even nowadays in camps, people are more sneers, hopefully. Yeah. It has to be a level of things that you wouldn't walk around in public or in a normal situation in your house. You wouldn't walk around. If that level of dress, for example, basic clothes, then however you define that is, you could give a whole shiur on that. But let's assume, simply put, undershirt and bare shorts or pants. So then if that's the case, that should be done in a way, even sneezing. Now, we're saying you could do it in a bathroom. We're saying maybe you could do it in a bedroom. Unclear. Final end off one thing I saw in Halachically Speaking, which is a Moshe David Leibovitz's English pamphlets he puts out. He cites Rebelsky. Rebelsky says it's permitted also to get dressed in a bathroom. I'll just end with some wild thing I saw in a Sefer Dovid Mishartin online. Seen on Hebrew books, you can find it. It's signed by Elam Shem. I love those Sfarim. Anonymous. Anonymous. Yeah, that's one known. Anonymous writes and says, no idea what it is. But then I saw it in a little bit smart in Rabbi Vadi. Yeah, but Rabbi Vadi Yosef says a similar smart. Yeah, but listen to what he says. He says that nowadays the whole halacha doesn't apply. Because you can't put on pants and a buttoned shirt under the covers. In those days when they wore like a frock or whatever, like whatever this thing's like, the robe, one robe, like, you know, they walked around the robe, that you could do under the covers. But nowadays you're buttoning your shirt and your pants, so halacha doesn't apply anyways, and of course you could get dressed in the bathroom. According to that, the whole sugya goes out the window, but again, I didn't really see anyone really bring that down. Halacha l'maisa is a leniency. Halacha l'maisa, the best to do is to get dressed in as quick as possible, and in a bathroom you have a motion, as nibru, to rely upon.